I have one more question that's sort of off track of chemotherapy, but just kind of a pick your brain thing. Do you ever use any local liver therapy? RFA, microspheres?
Oh, we're a huge
And where do you stick those into your paradigm?
We're a huge referral center. So I personally see an awful lot of these patients because people come in, you know, come for the surgery, stay for the chemotherapy. And so this is often driven by the surgeons. You're at one of the Duke hospitals, and I assume it's the same thing there. There are two groups of patients. There are patients who are potentially cured, and that's right. One. And there are patients where the patients are liver dominant, and how does liver-directed therapies fit into that? We're really, really aggressive in the patients who are potentially cured, just like we were just talking about the immunotherapies. Mm-hmm. If there's any way I can squint at the scans and we can get the surgeons, we feel that we can get it all out, and that is reasonable, and it's liver only or liver and lung, and the patient can tolerate it, we do tend to trend younger. Remember, we were talking about, you know, academic centers tend to get younger patients, but I certainly have a lot of people who are 90 in my practice. So we're really incredibly aggressive with that. Are you asking then about the people who are incurable but have liver dominant?
Yes.
That's a bit of a tougher question. And I tend to do this later on for a couple reasons. You know, there are a number of different ways to do this. You can do, if there's like a dominant lesion, you can do something that's really localized. Radioembolization certainly is used in many centers, as well as bland embolization, but often we tend to use radioembolization. As you know, that there are trials that have read out and have not read out so far in first line with colon. For disclosure, I consulted with them on their trials, and I did not think first line. You know, I hope they prove me wrong because I want these trials to be positive.
So about spheres?
Yes. Because to me, someone is liver dominant today in first line, I feel that the people who are going to benefit the most are people who remain liver dominant because whatever genetics are about the tumor or the patient, that tumor likes to go to the liver. On the other hand, if someone has gone through one or two lines of therapy and still is liver dominant, I think that's the patient who's more likely to benefit from liver-directed therapies. So what I would say is that I use it in patients, particularly after a couple lines of therapy, who are liver dominant or have problems specifically from their liver, and it's just one of the tools in the toolbox.
Okay.